You are listening to WISR's Extended News at Noon on 680 AM and 107.5 FM. We are continuing on with our election coverage, focusing on state house races and competitive primaries. Today is the 12th district. As we look to the Republican primary, three candidates, and joining us by phone now is Greg Semmel. Greg, thank you for joining us, and we'll begin with a question that we have asked almost every candidate that has run for office, is essentially, why are you running for election?
Well, Tyler, good morning, and good morning to the WISR listeners. It's a pleasure to be with you today. As you had mentioned, my name is Greg Semmel, and I'm running for the State House for one reason. It's because I care. I care about our country, I care about our state, our district, our kids, and this little corner of Western PA that we call home. And I am certain that I'm the right person to be your delegate in Harrisburg. I believe if we all had a chance to, if I could sit down with each of you for a few minutes and just get to know each other and talk about issues, that you would agree. I encourage voters to talk to folks from my life as a reference of my character and my work ethic. And I meet anybody. It could be old customers, old employees, fellow Zilli Borough Councilmates, Zilli residents. It could be old classmates or old teammates or parishioners. I mean anybody. Our district is now Adams Township, Cranberry Township, and Jackson Township, and the seven municipalities that are sprinkled within: Zillionople, Harmony, Evan City, Gallery, Valencia, Mars, and Seven Fields. I grew up in Jackson Township. I was born and raised there. And following college, I purchased my first home in Cranberry. I met my wife, and Jen and I got married at St. Ferdinand's in Cranberry. And a few years later, built a home in Zillionople, where we raised two wonderful daughters. Both went to Seneca Valley High School and had a great experience there. I have a very good sense of our district's history and foundation. Hey, 30 plus years in business combined with 9 years in local government has taught me an awful lot and has helped shape my character. I truly empathize with the battle to endure through the pandemic and even post-pandemic that our residents and our business sector has had to go through. I believe we should support our local communities and our local businesses, and I would always make myself available to listen, understand the challenges and impediments that they face, and try to come up with solutions to make life easier. If I'm elected, I promise to work hard for the common good of your community. I am not interested in becoming a career politician. I have had a great career. I support term limits, and I've always felt that fresh eyes has proven to be an advantage for problem solving. I believe our country needs fewer career politicians and more elected officials that will use common sense for governing and problem solving. If I'm so blessed to advance through the election process, I will devote my full attention to this job. I won't be distracted by other career commitments or any other obligations. May 17th is the primary, and I'm hopeful that everybody gets out to vote, and please keep Greg Semmel in mind. I'm second on the ballot. Thank you.
And again, we're here with Greg Semmel. He is running for the Republican primary in the 12th district. I want to get into a few policy discussions for you. I wanted to start out with transportation funding. This has been a recurring theme with some of the candidates that we have had on. Essentially, right now, Harrisburg in Pennsylvania is trying to figure out a way that the Department of Transportation can be funded in the future. Gas tax revenues are down across the board, and so there's debate about some policies about essentially how to fund the Department of Transportation. So what are some ways that you view as a viable way to make sure roads and highways are continued to be funded in the state?
So, you know, Tyler, the one thing about a brand new candidate is that we may not be as close to the issues and legislation as a, let's say, an experienced candidate, somebody that's in office now. But there's no question about it. It is imperative that our communities receive a fair share of state funding for infrastructure. Main roads are in desperate need of repair. Infrastructure improvements have to be monitored by ourselves, the state rep, and kept on schedule and on budget. The fuel tax has always been an area that certainly people at the pump have been sad about and criticized because of the cost of fuel in our community. The discussion about tolling Interstate I-80 has been kicked around. And there are certainly a lot of reasons why that is not a tremendous idea. The search for new ways to come up with funding continues. And I don't know that anybody has that silver bullet right now. In terms of improvements, though, we definitely have to keep focused on, throughout the district, improving the infrastructure to reduce traffic congestion. It impacts local businesses, their success. It impacts the satisfaction of local residents. Heck, it even impacts property values to a certain extent. I think that probably infrastructure spending in our community, you know, in theory would create local family-sustaining jobs, which in turn would create local tax revenue for our municipalities.
And we're here with Greg Semmel. He is a candidate in the 12th District Republican primary. Education has also become a very highly discussed topic across the board in the state of Pennsylvania. Wanted to get what your view is of the public schooling system. Do you think they are adequately funded, and do you think it is a well, efficiently run operation currently in your district and across the state?
Yeah, so in my district, there are a couple school districts, and so I don't have intimate knowledge of each and every one of those. But in general, you know, I'd like to make a few comments about education. You know, as a father of two, I understand the importance of quality education. And my plan would include ensuring that our students, teachers, and schools have the resources that they need to provide the safest, best education for our kids, and empower parents, teachers, and school board, not the Harrisburg bureaucrats, with a little more control over education decisions. The funding formula in PA needs some work. So the hold harmless provision and the notion there is that a school would receive a certain dollar amount from the state, and the minimum that the school district would receive is based on what they had received the prior year. And it has no attachment to whether or not that school district is growing or the school is shrinking. It really doesn't matter. So therefore, there's a tremendous funding inequity. And by fixing that formula, I think the tax dollars could stay in the community and not be spent in different school districts where the population has dramatically declined. I think there are probably areas in education as well, you know, beyond the funding, that certainly need to be reviewed. I don't think there should be gender studies in our schools, at least until the high school at the earliest. I think kids have enough issues without being indoctrinated by their teachers. I really believe the parents need to do the sex education and handle the kids' development, not the state. Critical race theory, I don't think it should be taught in our schools. Our history and our heritage should not be criminal. You know, America was founded on Christianity. Our state, founded by William Penn, a true Christian, provided for religious freedom to the settlers in Penn's Woods. I think we have to teach our heritage, not rewrite it.
I want to ask you, Greg, about election laws, Act 77. This was passed with bipartisan support a couple of years ago. It's now come under criticism primarily from the Republican Party, so a lot of folks on the Republican side would like to see this act changed. What fixes do you think could be made to election law, and what would you like to see done with election law in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, great question. Great question. Act 77 covers every aspect of assuring organized and fair elections. So I guess it was in the fall in October of 2019, and that was months prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, that folks in the legislation removed many of the protections provided by Act 77. And some of those revisions, they were conceived with positive plans, but I think it the results ended up poorly, and I think many would agree. You know, allowing no-excuse mail-in voting at the time probably seemed like a good trade-off and or compromise. To me, that needs to be a change. Certainly, straightforward party voting, that was eliminated, and I think the majority of folks would agree that is a positive. It really puts the onus on the voter to make a selection for each office that they are voting for. Let's see here. Well, certainly challenging the new voting machines, that was postponed for 180 days to assure the primary went on uncontested. People carrying petitions did not need notarization. Out-of-state people could influence our elections. It goes on and on and on. I think the revisions in general were somewhat of a disaster, and we need to find a way to fix it while we still have a two-party system here in the country. I will tell you, I will work hard to restore the spirit of that original Act 77, which I think dates back to the late 1930s, and repeal the revisions that certainly appear to be improper.
We're talking with Greg Semmel. He is a candidate in the Republican primary for the 12th district. You mentioned about, you know, two-party system, and that's what you find in Pennsylvania currently, the governor's office held by a Democrat, the legislature, both the House and Senate held by Republicans. How do you envision government working? A lot of, you know, folks look at Harrisburg. They see it as a fractured place where nothing can get done. Do you envision yourself being able to work across the aisle and come to maybe not compromise, but come to deals with Democrats? How do you find and what would you tell voters about your workability, if you will, if you were to be elected to Harrisburg?
You know, I'll first start by saying difficult for somebody like myself to imagine what it will be like if I'm so blessed to be elected day one. And so, Tyler, imagine walking into the General Assembly where there's 203 members, so you're going to meet 202 people for the first time. And it will take a little bit of time, obviously, to get some traction and so forth. Seems like the ability to work across the aisles has certainly been strained and challenged, and it isn't, I'm not even sure precisely when that occurred, but it seems like it's getting worse and worse and worse. I think we will all, any, you know, newly elected official will show up with a lot of vinegar in their veins with the hopes of making change, and yet practically speaking, it will take a little bit of time. I'm not sure if I can develop consensus across the aisles, but I will tell you that people have said to me about my current abilities in local government and in operating businesses that I have an uncanny sense and ability to walk into a room of 15, 20, 30 people that maybe have issues and challenges, and in a very short period of time, develop consensus. I didn't know that I had that skill set, but it's been told to me by several people that, Greg, that's just something you've got. Now, apply that towards Harrisburg and you know, a legislative body of 203 people. I think it'll be challenging, but I certainly will try, and I think there will be opportunities and times when it will be important for the Republican Party to have that sort of a consensus.
He is Greg Semmel, Republican candidate for the 12th House District, as he mentioned, including Adams, Cranberry, and Jackson Township. Greg, thank you for the time.
Tyler, it has been a pleasure to be here, and I appreciate you inviting me. Have a great day.
You're listening to the Extended News at Noon on WISR.